Shalom and blessed be Jesus. The disciples have been sent to the field two by two, and they have brought a report of the demons. They give a report of how the demons obeyed, but they never give the report of how people were healed. Jesus had given very, very candid, a very vivid expression and instructions on what they were supposed to do. And so their report could have mentioned about the target audience or what Jesus called the field. What he said, that the field is plentiful, but the workers are few. And the Lord of the harvest. Now, this session now, Luke 10 from verses 25 all the way to 42, it's a number of them. We want to learn two areas that the kingdom workers, the harvesters, or the workers in the harvest should make sure that their eyes will never leave. The eye of the worker must be in two places. Number one, that eye, your perspective, your view must, above others, be on the harvest. Do not remove your eyes from the harvest. That is what the Lord has called you to do. There is an assignment. There is what we call the mission. And let your eyes be there. But what is your view on them? What is your perspective on them? What do they look like? What are they to you? How do you describe them? Are they an enemy? Remember, the children of Israel were sent by God to become a blessing to the nations, but they removed their eyes on the target audience. They were given two envelopes. This is my illustration. One envelope belonged to them. The agents of change. The other envelope belonged to the people. But in the middle, they forgot why they were sent. They started to force them. They wanted, in fact, they took what belonged to them. Sometimes they did not even want to mingle with them. They did not want to go. They refused to go. They refused to look at them the way they ought to be looked at. And so let our eyes be on the work, on the ministry God has given us. We must describe the way God describes them. We must look at them the way God looks at them. I said in the last session that Brother Andrew, the founder of Open Doors, says you cannot take an enemy to your father, only a friend. Do you agree with him? You can only take a friend to your father. So the way you look at the people will determine whether you'll be able to become a blessing to them. Remember, most of these people and all of them are in the situation they are, not because of their own. Some of them found themselves in that situation. Some of them were put there because of their forefathers. And so we are there to change their history. We are there to change them. Remember, Jesus came so that he would change ours. And once ours have been changed, let's go change another person. So our eyes must be on the target, on the field, on the people that God has sent us. Now, the other eye will never leave the Lord of the harvest. Now, we, that is going to be illustrated by as when Jesus visited the two ladies, Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and especially the two ladies, and the way one of them was sitting at the feet of Jesus and the other one was serving. And so serving is not wrong. Working for Jesus is not wrong. But when he comes, when he visits you, let him host you. Let him tell you what to do. You need divine instructions. And you see Martha making a lot of noise. And Jesus tells him, Mary, your sister, has chosen the right thing. So eyes on Jesus, on the feet of Jesus, sit there. Let him educate you. Let him put something in you. Let him bring his voice. Hear what he is saying. Hear his heartbeat. There comes a time when you need a quiet time, when you need Jesus to host you, not for you to host Jesus. And having said that, let's look at this, especially eyes on the field, by an example of the Samaritan, of the Good Samaritan. In this one, we want to look at seven cases, seven views on how they looked at this man. So the Bible says that one day, an expert in the religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him the question, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" You see, he was asking what he could do. You see, there's nothing we can do to inherit eternal life. Eternal life is a gift. We are given free of charge. There's nothing we can do. But these people thought that they can buy, they can work for eternal life. Can we know that eternal life is given to us, not on our own account, not because of our prayer, not because of our goodness, but because it pleases God to give us the kingdom, to give us eternal life? So Jesus told him, okay, if you want to do something, Jesus gave him, and he was testing Jesus. Then Jesus gave him the greatest, test also. He said, okay, what does the law of Moses say and how do you read it? The man answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your might, and you must love your neighbor as yourself. You see, we are keeping our eyes on the Lord, and we are keeping our eyes on our neighbor. Don't let your eye move on the two of them. Then Jesus said, right, Jesus told him, do this and you will live. You see, he told them to go and keep the law. Then the man wanted to justify his action, so he asked, and who is my neighbor? Then Jesus gave a parable. And the parable was a story of a man traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho. And this person was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed by the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn, that's a hospital, where he took care of him. Next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, take care of this man. If the bill runs higher than this, I will pay you the next time I'm here. Now, which of these three would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, the one who showed mercy. Then Jesus said, yes, now go and do the same. I want you to realize that we have got about five to seven people here, and we want to see how they related with the man who was beaten. Let's look at the man who was beaten as this man who was moving from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, the first group or the first person that we want to see how they related are the bandits. Now, how do they relate to this person? How do they look at this man? That's the question. They looked at the man as what? As an object to steal from. For them, they didn't see a man. They saw an object. They saw a bank they can rob. And that's how bandits look at it. We should not look at people like bandits that we want to steal from them. You see, some preachers, some leaders, the one that we are talking about, they looked at God's people and they want to rob them. How many have robbed God's people? Even in this country, may God forgive us. Some of the pastors are bandits. They behave like bandits. And something that we should trust God to deliver us from. Number two, the teacher of the law. The teacher of the law is the one who brought this idea, wanted to test Jesus. And he was asking, who is my neighbor? So for him, a neighbor was just a subject to deliberate, to discuss, of discussion. Some people look at the people who are in trouble just as a topic of discussion. Just they discuss. They say, you know, this happened, but they never help. So, and that's what we are. We give a lot of story, but we do not help the people who are going through the trouble. Number three, we look at the priest and his Levite. We can combine them. When they came and saw the man in trouble, they went on the other side. Why? Because they looked at the man as a burden. They say they cannot help this. It's a big burden. How do we look at the people who are going through challenges? How do we look at the men and women whom God has sent us? Are they a burden to us? No, Jesus looked at them differently. But sometimes we look at them as burden. That's why we don't help. That's why when they cry, we don't go. Now, then he talked about a good Samaritan. A good Samaritan, when he came there, he looked at a man and he had pity. So for them, for him, this was not a subject. It was not an object. It was not a bank to steal from by a robber. It was not a burden for them just to come closer. But they looked at this as a soul to have pity, to have compassion. May we have compassion. May we have mercy on the people who are going through. God, give us mercy on these people, on the people that you have sent us to. As agents of change, we are being taught, may our perspective change to look at the people the way Jesus looked at them. So this person had pity. What did he do? He stopped. He risked his life. He bandaged the man. He used his oil. He carried the man with his donkey. And he walked. And then, as if that is not enough, he took this man to a hospital, to an inn. Inn was a hospital. And that inn was supposed to take care of this man. And he stayed with them. He paid for him. And then he went on his work. Then he said, if he uses more, I'll come and pay. I'll give a follow-up. Now, these are some of the things that we need to do to these people. It's not easy to do that. Then we have got the innkeeper. The innkeeper was a hospital. They look at this as a bill to pay. They look at this as a business. Some people look at God's people like business. Sometimes when people go to the hospital, instead of the hospital people looking at the sick people and have compassion with them, they look at the business. Do we look at God's people as a business? And then we have got Jesus How did Jesus look at this person? He looked at him as a soul to die for. Now, the highest level of sacrifice can only be given by Jesus. Question is, how do we look at the people who serve us? May we get the perspective of Jesus Christ, eyes on our neighbor. And then, as we said, that when Jesus visited, together with the disciples, visited, Mary, or in this village, Mary and Martha that welcomed them. Let's go and have our eyes on Jesus Christ. Let's have a time to listen to him. Let's have him to make up our eyes. Let's choose the right thing. Father, we look up to you. Help us to look at the people that you send us with the right view. Help us also to look at you and help us, our God, just to be hosted by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.